Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 5th of May, 2014. The title, I Don't Think Like You Do. All my life I've been told, you don't think like regular people. Recent studies about which I have read seem to bear this out. I have been told I am creative. Scientists have figured out people with highly creative brains are, quotes, wired differently, end quotes, than, quotes, normal people, end quotes. The reality is none of us think alike. The extreme case of the highly creative thinker only highlights the opportunity or problem. Some make the mistake of thinking creative people are smarter than other people, whatever that means. I personally think that, quote, smarts and, quote, creativity are almost completely disconnected. I see creativity as a God-given talent, just like being great or not at sports, music, and so forth. I didn't create my creativity, although I think I've done a good job of exploiting it. Abilities such as creativity cause problems. It makes it hard to do the mundane task of the day. After all, creativity is a thrill, one that I think can get a person hooked on adrenaline. Creativity also causes jealousy. That is, the non-creative are jealous of the creative. I have had dozens, if not hundreds, of ideas stolen over my career. My wife used to say, look, they are using your idea. For a long time, and still to a certain extent, that is not a happy moment for me. I look at people or institutions that use my ideas without acknowledgement or permission as thieves. I have consciously separated myself from organizations whose members seem to be constantly sucking me dry for ideas, for which they then took credit.
Now let's pause for a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move. Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now, back to the column.
But enough about me. We need far more non-creative people than creative people. For instance, I don't want an overly creative person as an airplane pilot or, for that matter, as a paper mill manager. I made paper mill manager when I was 36 years old. I soon discovered you don't want me as your paper mill manager, and I don't want to be your paper mill manager either. However, I do love to sit at your mill manager's side and give them ideas, and they like it too. I tell paper mill managers this. After safety, your job is to run the most boring process on the planet. Well, maybe not the most boring. Managing an electrical generation unit should be the most boring. What we want in a paper mill manager is steady, continuous improvement. In other words, we want the slope of the first derivative of the production record to be flat. Why don't we want it to have a slight positive slope? Well, if it does, that means the underlying production equation is growing at an ever-increasing rate, a condition that will likely have a very poor ending. Don't get me wrong, I do value my creative bias, but I value your steady-as-she-goes bias, too. They both have their own place. In fact, if you are a senior manager, you'll want people of all kinds of flavors. Don't just make the mistake of putting them in the wrong position in your organization. and don't try to change them too much if they have a very strong bias towards a certain personality type. A little stretching is good, but a lot will lead to chaos. For our quiz this week, we'll be asking you about your own personality biases. You can take it online. And for safety this week, you'll find all kinds of people on your mill safety team. Make sure you exploit their talents in a way that maximizes the safety of your mill. Be safe, and we'll talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.